a mailman comes out in the box as soon as I get up.
That's good.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, you put the letter in the envelope, and then you take your pen and you...
I generally address my envelope first because sometimes I make a mistake.
That's good. Yeah, because that's you really are sharp, Ms. Lucas. You're a sharp lady.
Well,
and if you wanted to write somebody, but you didn't know where they lived, you might ask somebody, "Well, do you know his
the address?"
Now, something small that a child might play with, like in the old days, you call it a
toy.
Do you ever hear anybody in the old days call it a play pretty?
Yes, ma'am. Do that now.
Oh, they still do that?
Yeah, the babysitters, sometimes they're a settled lady and sometimes older, and they'll say, "Sugar, do you want your play pretty?" Or your rattler. Well, it's the same thing. They say play pretty. There's a lot of this going on way back. They still do that. A lot of them, and the old settlers especially. My age and younger, they still use those words. Yes, sir.
If you had something that was a gift from your mother, and I ask you, you know, where did you get it? You might say, "Well, my mother
gave it to me."
And you might say, "Now, when I was back in the past, she is still talking about giving. She is."
She's given me a lot of things. That's the way we use the expression. The way we do that now too. Or she has given me many gifts. She's given me many gifts, or they're like the old saying, they got another meaning for something. Maybe it's not in the dictionary, a lot or a heap or a much. That's the way they do it.
But that'd be the way they use it. Someday when it was raining, you might say, "Oh, I'm glad I carried my umbrella. I hadn't gone half a block when it
began to rain." That's happened to me too.
Oh, that's happened to you too?
Like two the other day right here.
Oh, it did?
I have to start in time, keep them getting wet because it goes so slow.
Little kids, like back when you lived out on the farm, you might come in and your mother would say, "Why are you out of breath?" And you might say, "Oh, I was feeling so happy,
I just ran."
And I bet you did that too. We were talking about someone and said, "Have you seen him lately?" And you might say, "Well, yeah, just yesterday."
Yeah, yesterday I saw him. I saw him yesterday.
If you didn't know where a man was born, you might say, "Well, now where does he
live? Where was he born?
Where does he come from?" If you wanted to know how somebody got to town, like in the old days, and if that person, if it was on the train, you'd say, "Well, last night he
came on the train."
Of course, they don't do that much anymore.
No, ma'am. I hate that, too.
I do, too. Now, I hate that. I used to love the train.
Yes, I did.
I still remember. I rode trains when I was little all the time.
I remember
that.
Yes, ma'am.
Used to ride from